News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The demand for public mental health services has been never been greater due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to Ella Aronsman, the newly appointed Professor of Public Mental Health. Ella, how serious are we talking about in terms of mental health? How serious has an impact has COVID-19 had?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me here. But so in terms of severity of the impact of COVID-19 on mental health in Ireland, so last year, already early on in COVID-19, we conducted three large population-based surveys of each time nearly 1,000 participants in the Irish population. And each time we did detect an increase in, particularly in depressive symptoms, anxiety symptoms, but also increased levels of alcohol misuse and alcohol abuse. Now, these findings are not unique for Ireland. So if we compare this to findings in the UK, France, Germany or Spain, these findings are relatively similar.
And are people able to access services at the moment?
Well, already early on in the first wave of COVID-19, the government facilitated so-called psychosocial response plans. So fairly quickly, face-to-face mental health services were transferred to telemedicine, or people could access online internet-based support programs. However, we still don't know a lot about the effectiveness of these alternative ways of mental health services, particularly for people with severe mental health conditions.
There's been a lot of talk, a lot of commentary in the media about a potential spike in suicide rates, which thankfully, as far as we know, hasn't materialised. Is that... Can it be dangerous? Can it be a negative thing to have that degree of commentary in the media, do you think? Is it something the media need to be careful about?
Definitely, definitely. And not this wouldn't increase risk of suicide or self-harm amongst people in general, but especially people with severe depression, severe anxiety disorders. If they perceive headlines such as a tsunami of suicide or an epidemic of suicide or self-harm, these people usually wouldn't question whether it's correct or not. They perceive it as, oh, yet another negative development on top of the epidemic or the pandemic. And especially for these people, it could be it could further influence their negative perceptions on the current situations, but also on their own quality of life.
Okay, we will leave it there. Ella Aronsman, Professor Ella Aronsman, Professor of Public Mental Health at UCC and the Chief Scientist at the National Suicide Research Foundation. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. If you're affected by any of the issues we were talking about there, Pieta House can be reached at free phone 1800 247 247.